Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Educational Research Planning, Conducting, and Evaluating Quantitative and Qualitative Research, is a research methods textbook used widely in education programs and related social science fields, associated especially with John W. Creswell, and in the sixth edition also with Timothy C. Getterman. The book is designed as a practical guide for understanding the full cycle of empirical inquiry. Its subject is not a single theory of schooling, but the disciplined process by which educational questions are turned into researchable problems, evidence is gathered, and conclusions are evaluated. The text covers quantitative, qualitative, and mixed methods approaches, explaining how each design serves different kinds of questions about teaching, learning, policy, programs, and educational experiences. Its purpose is instructional, and applied it helps novice researchers move from broad interests to structured proposals, defensible methods, ethical data collection, systematic analysis, and clear reporting. The book is especially valued for connecting methodological concepts to the actual decisions researchers must make. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the research process as a sequence of defensible decisions. A central contribution of the book is its presentation of educational research as an ordered process rather than a collection of isolated techniques. Creswell frames inquiry around linked decisions, identifying a research problem, reviewing relevant literature, specifying a purpose statement, developing research questions or hypotheses, selecting a design, collecting data, analyzing results, and reporting conclusions. This structure matters because weak educational studies often fail not from one technical error, but from poor alignment among the problem, method, and evidence. A question about the lived experience of first-generation students, for example, cannot be answered well with the same design used to test the effect of an instructional intervention. By emphasizing sequence and alignment, the book teaches readers to justify choices rather than merely follow procedures. The literature review is treated not as background decoration, but as a way to locate a gap, refine concepts, and show why a study is necessary. Purpose statements and research questions then become bridges between theory and method. This makes the book useful for proposal writing because it shows how early conceptual decisions shape every later stage of a study. Secondly, quantitative designs for measuring relationships, differences, and effects. The book gives substantial attention to quantitative educational research, especially designs that use numerical data to examine patterns across individuals, classrooms, schools, or programs. Creswell explains the logic of variables, measurement, sampling, hypotheses, validity, reliability, and statistical interpretation in accessible terms. The emphasis is not simply on running statistical tests, but on choosing a design that matches the research purpose. Survey research is useful when a researcher wants to describe attitudes, practices, or characteristics across a population. Correlational research examines associations among variables without claiming direct causation. Experimental and quasi-experimental designs are used when the goal is to estimate whether an intervention or treatment influences an outcome. This distinction is important in education because many studies involve real school settings, where random assignment is difficult or impossible. The book helps readers understand why design features such as comparison groups, pretests, post-tests, and control of extraneous variables affect the credibility of claims. Its treatment of quantitative research also clarifies that statistical significance alone is not sufficient. Researchers must consider measurement quality, sample representativeness, practical importance, and alternative explanations before drawing conclusions about educational effectiveness. Thirdly, qualitative inquiry for understanding meaning, context, and participant experience. Creswell balances quantitative coverage with a detailed introduction to qualitative research, where the aim is often to understand how people interpret educational settings, practices, identities, and experiences. The book explains methods such as interviews, observations, document analysis, case study, ethnography, grounded theory, narrative research, and phenomenological approaches. Its key insight is that qualitative inquiry is not informal description. It follows systematic procedures for selecting participants, gathering rich data, coding information, identifying themes, and representing findings. In educational contexts, this approach is valuable because many important questions concern meaning and context rather than only measurable outcomes. A researcher might ask how teachers adapt a curriculum, how students experience inclusion, or how school culture shapes classroom interaction. These questions require attention to setting, language, relationships, and participant perspectives. The book also addresses credibility in qualitative work through strategies such as triangulation, member checking, thick description, and reflexivity. This is significant because qualitative research is sometimes misunderstood as subjective in a careless sense. Creswell instead presents it as interpretive but disciplined, requiring transparency about researcher role, data sources, analytic procedures, and the evidence supporting themes. Fourthly, mixed methods as integration rather than simple combination. One of the distinctive features of the book is its inclusion of mixed methods research as a serious design choice, not merely an optional add-on. Mixed methods studies use both quantitative and qualitative data, but Creswell stresses that their value depends on integration. The researcher must decide why both forms of evidence are needed, how they will be sequenced or collected concurrently, and how the findings will be brought together. In an educational program evaluation, test score data might show whether achievement changed, while interviews with teachers and students might explain how implementation occurred and why outcomes varied. The two strands answer different parts of the problem and can strengthen interpretation when they are deliberately connected. The book introduces major mixed methods logics, such as using qualitative findings to develop quantitative instruments, using quantitative results to select participants for follow-up interviews, or collecting both types of data to compare and merge conclusions. This matters because educational problems are often complex. They involve outcomes, practices, perceptions, and institutional conditions at the same time. Creswell gives readers a vocabulary for designing studies that are broader than a single method, while still maintaining coherence, feasibility, and methodological rigor. Lastly, ethics, evaluation, and reporting as conditions of trustworthy research. The book treats ethical practice and research evaluation as integral parts of educational inquiry. Because educational research often involves students, teachers, families, and institutions, ethical issues cannot be treated as formalities. Creswell discusses concerns such as informed consent, confidentiality, respectful treatment of participants, protection from harm, and responsible handling of data. These issues are especially important when participants are minors, when school hierarchies affect voluntary participation, or when findings could influence reputations and policy decisions. The text also helps readers evaluate completed research by asking whether the problem is clear. The literature is relevant, the design fits the questions, the sample or participants are appropriate, and the evidence supports the conclusions. This evaluative orientation is useful for students who must read journal articles critically, not only conduct their own studies. Reporting is presented as part of research quality because unclear writing can obscure even well-designed work. The book guides readers in presenting methods, results, interpretations, and limitations in ways that allow others to judge credibility. By linking ethics, evaluation, and reporting, Creswell shows that trustworthy research depends on transparency from the first proposal decision through the final written account. In conclusion, educational research is best suited for graduate students, beginning researchers, teacher researchers, and education professionals who need a systematic introduction to empirical study. It is also useful for readers in neighboring fields such as counseling, social work, and policy analysis because many of its principles apply to applied social research more broadly. Its practical benefit is that it helps readers turn broad educational concerns into manageable research plans. Instead of treating methodology as abstract terminology, it shows how to connect a problem, literature base, questions, design, data, analysis, ethics, and reporting. Intellectually, the book encourages methodological pluralism. Readers learn that quantitative, qualitative, and mixed methods approaches are not rivals in a simple hierarchy. Each is appropriate for different purposes and kinds of evidence. Compared with many research methods texts, the book stands out for its step-by-step organization, balanced coverage across methodological traditions, and direct relevance to proposal and thesis development. Some advanced researchers may need more specialized statistics, qualitative analysis, or software guidance elsewhere, but that is not its main function. Its strength is breadth combined with procedural clarity. For readers learning how educational research is planned, conducted, and judged, it remains a strong foundational reference. If you would like to support John W. Creswell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.